Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello there. This is the Overseas Connection podcast. It's a video game podcast for people that are over four. Specifically, this is episode 627. This is the 18th of April. I am your host, Robin Tate, and I'm in Ballymena, and I'm in Northern Ireland. Yes, we burn buses, allegedly. Anyway, tonight I'm joined by Kim. Hello, Kim. And I'm joined by Pete. How you doing? And yeah, this is a live show. You can join our live chat. The live chat's on Twitch. If you're following us on twitch.tv/OC podcast next week, if you're not listening to this live, you can and go along and join in the chat. There's a YouTube chat box there as well on youtube.com/OC podcast. And we do this every week live. It's amazing. And it goes out at 9 o'clock on the UK on a Sunday, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in Central Time, which is, of course, the most important time. It's the center of the universe. Absolutely. Okay, before we start the show proper, I just want to do a big shout-out to our co-host, Phil, whose father passed away in the small hours of Saturday morning. We're really sorry for your loss, Phil. We're here for you. We're very sorry for that. And whatever you need, buddy. Whatever you need, as much time as you need, as much help as you want us to have, give you. Yeah, okay. Let's, no birthdays that I know. So if it was your birthday this week, happy birthday. let us know. Let's get started.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay, what a week. Unbelievable for me that this week was a five-day week and it was extremely busy, where the week before for me was only 3 days and that was like forever. This week it was just unbelievably busy, the week before as well, but maybe it was enjoyably busy, more and more it was in control busy. I don't know.
Is this because the hospitality venues and stuff are open this week?
No, because I really don't deal with them a lot. No. Yes, yeah, we did get a little bit of spin off, a bit of panic buying. You know, people, I want this and I want that really quickly, like what we hadn't dealt with before. But my customers have generally been really busy anyway.
Uh-huh.
But it was a better week. It was a good week. I made my pitch to the man that I called a nightmare on the telephone call. That was me. Do you know what? I'll get to know over the next few days, by the end of this week coming anyway, whether that deal is done. It's funny, now that I'm talking about it, you know, on Thursday, I brought the head of my production team in our factory along with us to talk some technical stuff. It's a long drive. It's about 2 hours drive for me. I was coming through the closest town. Our appointment was at 1:30. And I got a text from one of the guys that I work with that was in the meeting, because there was several of the main company and then the owners of this store, to say, Robin, I'm sorry, we're running a bit behind. Could we push it back to 2:30? I said, well, look, I'm in the area anyway, on text. I'll get a coffee and catch some rays. I knew their schedule. They'd been at this from 8:30 this morning. There was there was a site meeting with the architects, and then there was two other companies in ahead of us. And we were the last guys in. Nice day and all, but it was 4:00 in the afternoon before we got in to go into called into the meeting, which is kind of rude as well, but they bit off too much for them to chew. On the way there, when I was delayed, I was thinking, goodness me, those guys are really parched. You know, it's been a really hard day for them. It's really hot in the office that I knew they were in. So I stopped at a local Marks and Spencer's and picked up some pineapple and some strawberries. And then I went to a shop next door and bought some beautiful glass jars with screw tops. And I put the strawberries and the pineapple in them. I put them in my briefcase bag. When we started the meeting, I pulled these out and set them on the table. And it was, oh, so yeah, you know, my wacky personality and stuff coming through with my strawberries and my pineapple, winning them over with fruit. There's a fabulous photograph of me sitting on the customer's desk in fishnet stockings. No, just sitting on the customer's desk with these two jars of fruit. We're very hopeful, but I'm hoping that the deal all comes through the way we expected to this week, and I'm going to get that photograph signed by everybody that was there and framed, because it was epic. It's a massive job, and one of the people on that meeting are sort of on the inside with me, and they're saying that the two presentations beforehand were dry and stuffy, and here comes Robin along with a burst of energy and enthusiasm and fruit. Fruity boy. That was crazy stressful, I suppose, week and crazy busy. I have other stuff to talk about. We'll get to the submarine movie shortly.
Oh, God.
You know the way I collect, and I'm sorry, I jumped straight into the beginning here. It's the Robin show at the moment. You know, I collect computers and I collect like old computers again and stuff like that. Well, generally that's okay, but I seem to have collected a young girl this week. Jasmine, who has been with us now since she was 18 hours old, was 3 years old yesterday, and she's in long-term foster care. She's in foster care with us, which sort of rolls on once every 3 months. And I have been gently pushing to have that made permanent. And the trust and all of them were sort of fighting against it. On Thursday, it was made official. So I now have a daughter.
Awesome.
That's brilliant.
I've collected two other boys as well. I meant to only keep them, these kids, short term, but I seem to have collected three full time so far. You know, it's like stamp collecting, I suppose. You know, you fill your book and you get a bigger house. I don't know. So Jasmine,
that's awesome.
Until the end. Now, she still is in the care system, but it's now a permanent place with me. She does need a bit of help and support. One of the positive things about this care system is these kids get bumped up the line pretty quick because there's so many eyes on them and so many forms to fill in and stuff like that there. So she's going to need that. And I think what the last straw was over Easter weekend when we were rushed to hospital with her again. Mm. And they're thinking, hold on, this girl is not fit for, she's not fit for adoption. So yeah, let that boy take her if he's crazy enough. Anyway. So very, very happy. Do you know what? We've always had boys. Yes, we've had foster girls before and teens and stuff like that and little babies. But this one here has really sort of won my heart. And you see, I put up the odd photograph and stuff there and things that are going. She's lovely. She's cute. So yeah, there you go. Fostering _ love, share, and foster on Instagram. Follow our family and all the many 47 odd kids that we've taken on over the last 14 years. So yeah. Okay, somebody else talk for a bit, and then I'll come back to some other stuff that I've been at.
Go, Kim.
All right. Well, let me see. What have I done this week? Oh, I got my new soundbar after apparently flashing my address to everyone on Twitter, which, you know, is slightly embarrassing, but then I figure, you know what, if you Google my name, more than likely you're going to come across my address at some point, so, eh. And I mean, let's face it, if you can make it to the town where I live in, it's not very big, say my name, somebody's going to point you out where I live, so it's not... You know, it's not really the end all of anything.
You might be sent some interesting goodies now, though.
Well, hey, who knows? Or maybe not, but, you know. Hey, you know what? It's the internet. Anything is possible. So anyway, I got my, like I said, my soundbar showed up. I got that installed, so it's nice. I kind of run into a snag because my subwoofer is a lot bigger than I thought it was supposed to be. So right now I have no... real place to put it, so it's like plugged in on the other side of my bed, which is not exactly where you're supposed to put your subwoofer, but
the subwoofer can really go nerds will correct me. Mm-hmm. I believe it can go anywhere because the sub tones of it, your body, mm-hmm. you really can't tell where that's coming from. Mm-hmm. You don't, you know, it's not, the subwoofer isn't really directional, so it can pretty much go within reason, I suppose, what's in the room, but it doesn't,
yeah,
it's not that important that it's close to the TV or in line of sight with your eyes. It can go anywhere. It can go behind the sofa. It doesn't really matter where it is. So that's not just as important.
Well, that's good because right now that's the only place I could find to put it for now. So it's like, all right. And plus they put little short cords on those suckers. And I'm like, where the hell am I supposed to plug that thing in at?
It's really annoying.
Right? I mean, I have a lot of outlets in my room, but it's like trying to find one where the cord will reach and, you know, and where it'll fit. So it's been a pain. But it's hooked up and it's nice and I like it. I've only got to use it a couple of times because I really, the only thing I do in here is play Xbox occasionally and watch a movie every now and again. So, you know, it is what it is. But, I got that done. I got a security camera and we hooked it up at our old house so we can see in the other part of the driveway. So there's that. I keep flipping it on one night, waiting to see like some strange creature walk across my yard, but so far nothing.
Hey, you Rob. Good.
Right? Hey, look, wait, what's Robin doing here? You know, no, Bigfoot, you know, whatever. But, I mean, other than that, let's see. I was interrogated this week.
Oh, wow.
That was fun. Monday I got a call from, Joystick J, and he interrogated me for 60 seconds.
I have to do that.
It was fun. It was all right. He it was the most gentle robot interrogation I've ever had. So not that I've had many robot interrogations, but that was my first one. But whatever. It was fun. I enjoyed it, believe it or not, being the hermit that I am.
Is this for part of his show or something then? I don't know.
Yes, it was a... It's for the Joysticks and Chill podcast.
Yeah. Sorry, Jay. And, I'm not listening to it.
Yeah. I have. Good. Actually, I've listened to quite a few other shows now. It is good. Yeah, this is like a wee introduction to the community members and stuff like that. So this is a list of, I don't know, 20 or 30 questions, and it's done in 60 seconds, quickfire. And I mean, did you play it straight, or did you, you know?
No, not? Of course not. Not me. You know, I'm actually on the Slash show, so...
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So you can listen and find out how goofy I got. But yeah, it was fun. And I did hear from Jay that he said he wanted to collect everyone, which was a little creepy. But
yeah, damn it. Wow.
Yeah, he wants to collect all of us off of all of our different podcasts and get us on there.
A whole breed like in test tubes, like
maybe.
Well, pod. Yeah. Podcast people from all over the world, like in little test tubes in the corner. Like,
that could be. Maybe he's wanting to clone us all or something.
Okay, yeah. So when you say security cams, I bought some more. What did you buy? What did you get there?
I just got the Ring, one of the stick up cam or whatever it is, because we've already got the doorbell. So,
okay, I brought two more Google Nest cams because I've got two of them up already. I'm very impressed with them. So I've got two more. There's a good deal on with them. I don't know if anybody has those. Well, not a good deal. Yes, there's money off them, but if you really want, they're expensive. But if you wanted to, you can buy them off interest free over a couple of years on a small Klarna or something like that organizes that. So that's pretty cool. So I thought, oh, well, why not?
Nice.
I'll take two more.
Yeah.
Now, funny, I had to do some wiring work on Saturday. So I got these. Wow. My gas patio heater died. I did fix it last year, and this year it just won't fire at all. And I'm kind of nervous about the gas. It's very, very hard to buy replacement gas patio heaters at the moment. Just they're not available anywhere. They're just not. Everybody's bought them. There's just no supply. And Boomer's chat. And start of the show. And you can buy, but it's like 450-500 quid. So inside the bandstand is where we had them. So I went and bought a Davola Wi-Fi patio heater. They're about a meter, about 3 feet wide. There's the
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, of course.
Everything.
Remote control and Wi-Fi. Anyway, I got one of them. So it goes up in the eaves and it's about a meter wide and it had it pointing down at a 45 degree angle. Use an app or it comes with a remote control. You can set the timer. They just, everything is very cool, you know. And
what are they called again?
It's made by a company called Davola, D-E-V-O-L-A, Davola. And kind of cool. Yeah. I think they're about 190 odd quid, something like that. They're expensive enough too. And got one of those, put it up, and thought, do you know what? I must get another one to go the other way. So out there, I have a Wi-Fi booster. I have the one of the Google cams. I have the hot tub running. I had the first Davola heater. And then I got the second one, and the wiring decided to go, too much. So on Saturday, I had to install another heavy duty line from here, this circuit here, all the way around the fence and all the way. And thankfully, I had from the big heavy duty cable for before. So I've got the roof now on one set of power, and the bottom is another set of power, and I got everything on at the one time. So it's like heaters everywhere, Wi-Fi everywhere. I think I'm actually going to put one of my, I don't really use the projector in the house any longer. I think I'm going to put the big 1080p projector up in the eaves of the bandstand outside as well. And I've got a big pull-down screen, not as big as the one, but I think I'm going to put it up in there as well. So with the heaters on at night, and we have these curtains now on three sides of the bandstand. So with the curtains up, the heaters on, we could watch a good movie out there as well, just in the summertime. That might be kind of cool. So, that's that. So I bought those Nest cams. That's what that was. Collected a stray. Okay. Pete, what were you doing?
I've watched another film this week.
Oh, good. Film
time. It's called Greta. You ever heard of it, seen it?
It put me off because I dare you. Even the name.
Well,
it's not about that little girl, is it? No.
It's a brilliant film.
Okay.
It's really, really good.
Pete, that's I find it hard to believe at the moment.
No, everybody who's watched everything that I've watched have come back and said, oh yeah, that's pretty good, or that was a good TV series like Married at First Sight, Snoogans. Even he enjoyed it. So he's a proper blokey bloke, you know. He's a big lad, you know, a big strapping lad. Whoa, loves the football.
Seaspiracy, that's one.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it made me want to eat fish.
Oh God, you're so sick. I watched this film called Greta, and it's about a young lady who finds a handbag on a subway train, and there's a driving license or some type of identification in there anyway, and leads her back to this house. The woman in, I think she's like in around her 60s or something like that. Anyway, her name is Greta, and drops the bag off, and they end up like being friends. And it all goes a little bit Pete Tong, a bit creepy.
Ooh.
It's really, really good. I don't want to spoil anything because it was one of them, you know, on your edge of the chair type of films. Not as much as that film called Run that I watched a few weeks ago, but it is really, really good. So if anyone's got Netflix, give it a whirl. It's ace.
Were there submarines in it?
No. Sorry. I've not got anywhere near submarines yet. Well, I've not even seen one in the swimming pool neither. That's another thing I've been doing this week. Because swimming pools have opened now, and I've booked in advance of 7 days. I've been five times this week, and I've lost 5 pounds. So I weighed myself before I went swimming, and I was like the heaviest I've ever been. And I thought, well, you know, I've really got to sort myself out, and I'm so glad the swimming's up and coming. So I've lost 5 pounds this week just swimming. I'm pretty pleased with that. I've booked another 5 next week, and we'll just keep going. Shell's doing the same. She's coming and just swimming as much as I am at the minute. I'm hoping to increase my distance over time, but it's going to take me a few weeks to get into it. But I'm enjoying that. Works bonkers. I'm so tired. I've been going to bed like at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
We heard you weren't going to come on tonight because you needed your sleep and all.
Seriously, I mean, I'm so sorry that was the case, but I have been shattered this week, and work has just gone bonkers. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, Bates Hospitality venues, they're kind of opening a little bit. They're renting their they can rent out parts of their accommodation for self catering. And we've got a college that's not up the road from us, and they've struck a deal with us to rent pretty much half of our site, and there's going to be bedrooms used, a couple of meeting rooms, so we're going to have students that are staying there for about 11 weeks, and like it's just everything had to happen like last week to get it all up and running. So the first day of them coming is tomorrow, and it's just been nuts, man. I've been like up early, been doing early starts, late finishes, and it's just been one of them weeks. So I was just really, really tired. And then
you just had lots of napkins and stuff to fold, or what was it you had to do?
Yeah, I had lots of napkins.
Do you do the little swan things or what, the fan?
No. It's all boring stuff, really, like compliance. I've had to get some fire exits changed, like, you know, the fire escape stairs. I've had to have them replaced. So I've had structural engineers and God knows what fabricators coming in and doing what they do, organizing and working with electricians and heating engineers and getting our CP12 certificates and some alterations to pipe work and it's just been fire safety stuff, whatever. All this, I've just been doing all this stuff just to get it all ready for the opening.
Brilliant.
Because everything was on. Huh?
Brilliant. I'm so happy that you're getting open again.
Yeah, it's nice to see that there's some normality coming back to our work, really, because it's been so quiet for a year. So, so work's been crazy. And I've been video editing for the past week. It's really peed me off because I edited a video today and I've paid for the program and I've created the video. I deleted my original footage, stuck it on YouTube, and then there's a watermark at the start of it to say it was used on a demo version of this software. I was like, fuck. I was livid because I've paid for that software. And just to get that little thing at the start, I was just really, really annoyed. But I've made a couple of videos with my son, playing some computer games, and we've created a YouTube channel because he wants to be a YouTuber. I'll reveal it in a few weeks when I've got some videos under my belt.
Okay.
So I'm gonna hold off for a bit. I've got two for now, and yeah, I want to get about, I don't know, 4 or 5 videos, maybe a few more, just to get it up and running, and then we're just gonna start. He's already referring to himself as a YouTuber.
Brilliant.
So yeah, it's the super 8-year-old YouTuber who doesn't have to do any of the editing and stuff. He keeps saying like, we need the videos up on Sunday. So he's breaking my nuts just to get me working on video editing on a Sunday.
I'm so annoyed. There was Joshua, who's now will be 21 next month. And when he was probably about 10 or 11, he made his first YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And it was for GoldenEye Bond game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On the 64?
No, it was on, I think it was on Xbox. I think it was. Yeah. And it was one of the Bond games. Anyway, he decided he was going to do this walkthrough and talk through in this James Bond movie in his best American accent. That's what YouTubers did. And I don't have that footage. I really do wish I had it because it was deleted off. He deleted it off his channel many years afterwards because he goes embarrassed by it. But I really wish I had it because his little voice was so cute, you know? Anyway.
I just want to get a collection of videos together. And he's loving it, to be honest. I didn't even tell him that I'd made the channel right. And he must have just caught up with it when we were... We were just like, you know, talking about our channel name as I introduced the video and whatever. In fact, I think he did. But anyway, he's gone home and then he's obviously Googled the channel and it come up and he's like, oh, what's the video, Dad, already? I'm like, Jesus, I just wanted a few videos under our belt before he starts watching it. But anyway, he's off.
Well, that's a good thing to do with him as well.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll get everything together. Yeah. So I'm hoping that we'll do some more. We're gonna do some more over the next few weeks. But I'm also gonna do like some reaction videos with Shell and Kira as well, because there's some TV programs and stuff that we've been in, like either in bits or we've been jumping up and down in like complete anger, throwing stuff at the telly. And I just think it's all good stuff that you can capture. So we're gonna start doing some.
Do you know what? If you have a bit of fun, who cares?
I know, that's exactly what it is. So that's me, really. I've not. I know I was off last week, and that was pretty much down to it because of work and whatever. But you know, I'm here tonight because of the
appreciate it.
The shortfall.
Yeah, because Greg is off. He's getting something to done with his toes this time. I think he wanted them painted because there's something out there. Or
waxed as well, apparently.
Extensions on his toes. Well, yeah, getting them waxed is good. Yeah. He did have a terrible accent with a back shaver this week, so maybe that could be part of it as well. He had like a big razor on a big stick, and it went very wrong. It went down into his backside. His backside opened up, and it swallowed the razor. And it's been, it's a walking funny for Dez. Okay, I did watch a submarine movie this week.
Oh, God.
I watched wonderful Sam Neill from Jurassic Park, if you know sort of the main guy from Sam Neill, you know him. He was the main doctor guy. And he was in it. And this movie was made in 2001, and it was called Submerged. And it's about the sinking and rescue of the crew from the USS Squalus. Funny enough, that seems to be a shark in soup once again. And it was one of the, in fact, it was the first rescue of living crew from a submarine. Okay. So, wow. It was, the submarine went down on.
He's on even reacting to his own.
On test in 1939 or so, around that time. It was a brand new sub. And it went down, and Sam Neill had invented this thing to go down, this diving bell to go down and get guys from it. Anyway, saved about half the crew. Spoilers. So on Amazon, it was on MGM with an Amazon, and it had 4 stars. And I thought, wow, it's a true story. Good stuff. They hadn't even bothered to remake this thing and redo it in widescreen. It's in the little tiny box, yes?
Yeah.
And as I said to Kim, I think the other night, the movie Heart to Heart with the dog Freeway had better acting in it than this.
Oh.
you know, it's a true story. It was interesting enough, but it was as hammy as hell. It was really, oh my goodness. So I have a ping scale for all of these submarine movies. Based on the best one, which of course is The Hunt for Red October. This one gets 2 pings. It gets a ping for Submarine, and it gets a ping for Sam Neill, because I love Sam Neill. But it gets -1 ping for Sam Neill and his terrible acting in it. So Submerged from 2001 gets 1 ping, and 1 ping only, Priscilla. So I'm not recommending Submerged. Please don't watch Submerged. Don't waste 2 hours of your life for that. Watch Dances with Wolves. Waste your time on that. That would do. Anyway, more submarine movies will definitely follow. Okay, let's talk about some game stuff then. I suppose that would be a thing that we could be doing if I could see the button that says games, because there.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Robin, what have you done to me on the Twitch stream? Well, I'm so zoomed in. It's so fucking... Jesus. Like, if I make one move, I've only got to move my head like 3 inches to the side and I've gone. I'm like... I feel a bit... I'm sweating because I can't move.
Well, you had put on a weight. I mean, it's the normal thing, Pete. Your head is swollen.
I could throw that down the garden and I'd still be proper zoomed in. Yeah. Jesus.
There is a reason for it. If I do this, what do you see? If I do this here, there's a reason for it. You'll see in a second.
God, there's going to be a penis or something involved in this, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Definitely. A death penis. So if I do this here now and it's transitioned over, now you can see why. See my little baby picture, do you see?
Yeah.
Yeah. There I am. Ooh. Ooh. Yes, yeah, so I'm there. So, okay, I'll do my best to make you smaller.
He's going to turn me like really tiny now, isn't he? It's just, I shouldn't have mentioned it to him. Oh, dear. Anyway, can we just move on and talk about games?
Okay. All right.
Oh, dear.
I did it. You know, it's like the, you know, in Gears. You know, I love it. It's a homage to Gears. You know the way you get a big head mode?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's a Gears thing? Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, he's like Mega Mind. Yeah. If you just get a little purple or a sort of bluish pen and just do a line up from your nose up to the middle of your forehead.
It's so hot in this loft. Oh my God, I'm sweating, man.
All right. Uh, we're Right in the middle of the month, I suppose there's not a lot of point in talking about what freebies are and stuff like that there. So what do we got here? Oh, well, here, Knights of the Round Table, there are Heads of the Round Table. Talk about some chess for us, please. Why not? Start with
I'm still plugging away at puzzles every day and bullet chess. Now, as I've said before, bullet chess, it's like a real fast-paced version of the game. You've got a minute each player, and if the time runs out, regardless of whether you've checkmated or not, you can win anyway. And sometimes it's about manipulation of time and, just playing really well and crafty. And I can't get my XP over 500. I've tried so many times, and I think I've got to around 480. I think that's the best XP score I've got so far. I'm struggling, man. But I'm going to keep going. I've learned a few lessons, I think, after getting my ass whipped this week. But, chess. Number one game.
So has anybody maybe from the community or anybody sort of challenged you? Or are you still...
I've said, fuck, they're too scared, aren't they? Let's put it out there. They're too scared. I mean, Mark challenged me, and then he spaced me out after about two games, saying I was too good. So, I don't know. Yeah, it's a call out to any of the community. Play me if you think you're hard enough.
could you do it live, sort of thing? I mean, could you? Or can you do like a posted in, like you see on the, you know, can you say, I both have two chessboards set up, and can you do it by text back and forward over 3 weeks? Is that the
same? I could actually stream it. I could stream live games, but I can't imagine community members going absolutely nuts to really play me, can you?
You would be surprised.
I don't know. I'm going to do a few Twitch streams of chess. I don't know. I've got to pick a day, but I'm going to start to do some. Because as I mentioned before, I'm doing some stuff with my son anyway as well. So my presence online will increase, I think. So anyway, I've been playing a bit of chess. This week, though, because I've been playing these games with my son, I've been playing Roblox. Roblox on the Xbox. Now, my son is absolutely Roblox mad. I don't know. You can get, like, little figures of them. Oh my God, they're so expensive. It's like 50 quid a set, and you get about four figures and like a couple of like weapons or a shopping trolley or some wigs. And yeah, it's just a robbery. But the kids love it, don't they? So I've been playing Roblox, which has been good. We've been on a thing called Muscle Legends. So it's just this big ass gym. And you just run around and you go on all the weight machines and you just have to build your strength up. And the more and more you increase your strength, the bigger you get, obviously. And then you can go into these brawls. You can sign up to go into a brawl. And obviously, if you've got loads and loads of strength, you're beating loads of people. If you've not, you're going to get your ass whipped. And it's very, it's very like alpha male kind of driven, really, that server. I don't know what to say about it. It was a bit cringy, but it's just all about lifting weights and all that jazz, like being super big and super muscly.
See that, you'd love that. So on the 9th of March, believe it or not, you may know this already, but Roblox, the company Roblox, they IPO'd, they launched themselves on the stock market. So it is now a company that you can buy shares in. And it launched, and just looking here now at the charts, it launched at $69.52, and it jumped up to 82. It's sitting at 75. So if you had jumped on an IPO, you're in the money. So Roblox is on the stock market, and it's doing very well. So there you go. Imagine
it's
that.
It's been going for years, though, hasn't it? Is it 2004? I think Roblox was... first released. I think it was around that time. But yeah, it's an ever-growing giant, and they sell toys now and clothing merch. So I can see them making a lot more money in time to come. Another game I've been playing, right? This is
okay.
This is just fun. This is good fun.
I'm going to have to look this up. I really am, I think.
It's called Friday Night Funkin'.
You dirty, keep it clean. This is a family show.
I'll be as clean as possible. So Friday Night Funkin' is like a rhythm-generated game, and it reminds me a little bit like Guitar Hero, but you use the keys on your keyboard. Just you can use either the WASD keys or the cursor keys, the arrows. And you just have to press the cursor keys in time with when the arrows hit onto, I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, it's like Guitar Hero, and you have to press the buttons the right time, just the same as you do with this game. And the music's pretty funky, the characters are pretty funky, and kids seem to be going crazy about this at the minute. You're nodding your head, Robin.
Like a dog? Just, you mean you're really down with the kids?
Down with the kids. It is good fun. And you can also play it on Roblox now. They've got a server as well that's Friday Night Funkin', so you can play the game through that. But I played it on, I think it was just on Internet Explorer or Google Chrome. You know, you can search for Friday Night Funkin', and you can play it on the browser, or you can download it if you trust the site, and you can play the game on your PC. Now, I was a bit dubious about downloading it, but I looked at the reviews, and a lot of people have downloaded it, and I just thought, fuck it, I'll just go for it then. It's all right. It's good. It's good fun.
Part of the problem.
Huh?
You are part of the problem.
Yeah, probably.
So, some of my boys want to buy a PC or get a PC, and it terrifies me the crap they download on their phone, let alone what they're going to do with a friggin' PC.
You know,
freeware, all the next thing. Why's my phone so crap? It's so slow.
I'm trying to think. I'm going to try and search it now, but I thought it was a great game. It seems to be pretty big at the minute. It's by Ninja Muffin. Ninja Muffin 99. So Phantom Arcade, and that's where I downloaded it from. It's really cool. It's got cool music. It's a funky game, but it's hard as hell, man. So difficult. And I'd have thought that Antonio would have probably been all over this, because he likes these type of games, doesn't he? He's really good at them. So
that's even kind of where his gamer tag came from, the GH.
Yeah, GH, yeah.
Guitar Hero.
So he should love that game. But anyway, that's me.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, Kim.
Yes.
Old Man's Journey. Now, quite a few of us have played this. Pete, have you played Old Man's Journey?
No.
Okay. I know Mark has, and I think Greg may have. When he was in for testicle surgery, I think he played it.
Is it a Game Pass game?
It must have been. Yeah, talk to us about the old man in your life.
I have a few of those, actually. But anyway, I digress. I know you a lot. I got Old Man's Journey on the Switch, actually, after hearing you guys all talk about it. And after, I think it's left Game Pass, I'm not sure. But I got it for less than $10, so I figured, okay, why not? And it was pretty good, actually. Like it says, you're an old man, and he receives a letter, and you're not real sure what the letter says. It's not made clear at first. And he goes on a journey. And once you get to the end of that journey, you will understand what was in the letter. And but along the way, he as he's going back home, or going back wherever he's going, he has little memories he picks up along the way of what his life was like before. And it's really neat. I don't know, I guess you'd call it a walking sim game, I guess.
It's a story. It's not even a game. Yes, there are a couple of very light puzzles in it, but it's him reflecting on his life and why he's in where he is by himself and all that sort of stuff. It's beautifully drawn. It's on the screen now. Watching it is absolutely gorgeous. It is only about 2 hours long, I suppose.
Yeah, it didn't take very long.
But it is a very lovely little story. So, yeah, very
nice.
And
it's perfect for the Switch. So, like I said, I got it for less than $10, which is nice. And let me tell you, that train bit was more difficult than I thought.
That was a tricky. I remember that because it was sort of tricky. So, yeah. It was like rubbing your head and patting your tummy or whatever it was, because you had to do different things at once.
Yeah, and I was worried the train was, like, going to crash and you'd have to start all over, and this, but thankfully, no. So that's a plus. But I guess, according to Joystick J, he was saying that on the Xbox, there's actually an achievement if you can get all the tracks to line up and not, you know, miss a beat or make the train slow down or something like that. I'm like, well, there's no way I would have gotten that damn thing. So
I think I actually got the full 1,000 giggles on that, I think. I think it was one of those little ones where you can quickly jump back in and tidy stuff up. You like a peep. There you go.
Quick
1,000 G for you. 2 hours. 2.5 hours. That's cool. That's really good. That's nice. Yeah. And you're making good use of your Switch. You've had it now.
Yes.
I was thinking about this earlier on. Enjoying it. Glad you bought it.
Yep. Yeah, it's a matter. And I keep buying games for it. So apparently I must like it. So I bought, what was it? I bought Bastion. I think it was Bastion the other day.
I bought
Transistor. Yeah, because they were all on sale. I got them both for less than $5.
Oh, that's pretty cheap.
I bought Divinity Original Sin 2 for it. That was actually more expensive because it, I don't think, ever goes on sale. So I ended up spending $50 for that. But it was my one little splurge.
I think so. Bastion would want to be one of my favorite games.
Mm-hmm.
I love the soundtrack in it. I love the game and the story. It's a fabulous game to play too. It's really good.
So I recommend it. If you haven't got a Switch or you're thinking about getting one. I recommend it. So, yeah.
I've just bought another game I played this week.
Chess?
I've just been doing the video for it today. No, it was Among Us.
No, it's too late.
No, it's not. Among Us?
Sorry, cutoff. No, the cutoff was earlier on. You have to fill in the show notes before the show. We're professional here, Pete. You can't do it like this.
Well, I'll talk about it next time then.
Okay, so keep your big head to itself there. Sorry, what did you play, Pete? What was it? Sorry?
Among Us.
Oh, sorry, Among Us. Is that a bird?
Among Us.
Among Us.
Among Us.
I'm not the only one that thought he said mongoose. So.
Oh, my God.
Among Us. That's like about birds. Right, okay. So what is this whole game you played?
Among Us?
Yeah, Among Us. Jesus, Northern English people are flipping unbelievable.
I'm not even North. I'm in the middle. I'm not even a Northerner. Don't know. Anyway, yeah, Among Us is like really, really.
Oh my god!
I'm just gonna call it AU. AU was hey you. It's just no way out, is there? I wish I'd have even Among said
us. Yeah, Among Us, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony likes Among Us too, so.
Do you know what? I didn't like it. We were just waiting around too much in the lobby, waiting for the server to fill up like to 10 people. And I mean, it's probably good if you go on with people that you know and stuff, but we couldn't. Yeah. I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. Like, people were calling emergency meetings like as soon as the game opened, and then there was some people spoiling who were the imposters, and I was just like, it's really cack online. We didn't enjoy it. I mean, my son gave it a 7. I'd probably give it about a 4 out of 10. But I paid $3.99 for it, so it wasn't like it broke the bank. I brought a few PC games this week. I've brought Street Fighter 5 as well, and I don't know why I'm playing on PC. Just seemed to have drawn me in. Among Us. I wish I had said.
No, I tried playing that on the Switch with Anthony, and some of the names for some of the rooms that were, I was like, holy cow. They were definitely adult named rooms. There was one called, what was it, the Big Tits Room, and then there was one called the Penis Room, and And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at Anthony, my 8-year-old nephew, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm glad he can't read very well, because holy crap. Some of the names were pretty atrocious.
So, I didn't notice that on the PC version.
They might be different on the PC, but on the Switch one, oh god, yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe. Yeah, rated M for Mongoose. I mean, what?
So as we see, we've been joined by our fourth podcast host tonight, and that's at Pete, Mon Pete Goose. He's on screen right now. So.
I'm Mongoose.
Okay. Very good. His head is not quite as big as Pete's, but, you know, no. You can see a resemblance.
Yeah. He's super cute.
Oh, cute Mongoose. Okay, a Mongoose. Okay, I've been playing lots of Assassin's Creed Rogue. And just having a ball with Assassin's Creed Rogue. And I know it's an older game, but it has been refurbished for the Xbox One. And yes, it doesn't look fabulous, but it looks as good as I want it to look. But the gameplay's there. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, that black flag, I want to be a pirate. It has all of that. I just want to, I don't care about the story at times. I just like sailing around and blowing up ships and being a pirate and over-specifying my guns and my armor and stuff. That's cool. Yeah, it's a good game. And it has that stripped back. Yes, there's lots to do, but it has that stripped back feel of what an Assassin's Creed game really used to be about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really enjoying the Assassin's Creed Rogue. The only thing I don't like about it is the main characters seem to be Irish, and they're really put on Irish voices, and it's really fucking annoying for really Irish people. It really fucking is. I haven't fucking looked it up, but I'm sure it's fucking some English fucking twat putting on a fucking Irish accent.
So you don't really talk like that, huh?
No,
damn.
Really. Just like Pete doesn't really talk like a northerner either. He's a middle Englander, which is fucking even worse.
He needs you. Yeah,
so I've had that. Now, one thing, I don't know if I mentioned it last week. Forgive me if I'm repeating myself. I'm old and I forget things. I have pre-ordered the Legend edition of Mass Effect, and I am so excited about it. It comes out in May. And yeah.
You're talking to the wrong people.
It's the first three games. I know. It's the first three games. I'm talking to people out there that love this game, like Teflon. He'll be all over this.
There'll be a lot of people that are all over it. I'm just not one of them.
And I'm looking at the upscaling and what the little subtle things that they've done, and it just looks great. And I can't wait to play through that experience and that story again. So, Pete, why did you not get on with it? Oh, was it the first one? You went to the first one, didn't you?
I played both.
Oh, did you want one and two? You played one and two.
Yeah, I put a lot of time into it.
I completed
all of two, but that was it. Then I wasn't going to play three after that.
It didn't do anything for you, two, no.
It pissed me off.
That big run at the end. We had to gather everybody up, and there was that final run, and the music came running up, and wow.
Nah. I preferred like, you know, the Jedi Fallen Order, and I mean that was amazing. Compared to bloody Mass Effect, that was like big and dramatic and ace. But I didn't like it. It just didn't do it for me. But I'm not a Halo fan either. And I know, like people would say that. Well, that they're completely different. But I don't know what it is about some of these futuristic, like. Okay. I don't know.
I'm there with you. I don't. I'm not either.
You could get.
We're gonna get demoted.
Yeah, make a note on your notepad. What you're doing there?
Right. By the way, remember the one I didn't. I'm sorry. It's been
the one
that went down my ass. Right. This one is still sitting here under my paperweight. It will come to you eventually. Maybe in more ways than one.
The smell will go. It's just not going to be as good, is it?
He can stick it
back
down his pants before he sends it to you.
Yeah, get a
fresh one in. Yeah. Okay. I think it's enough of it. You've ripped apart my favorite sci-fi trilogy.
Sorry.
Quadruply game. And even you even spat on Halo there. So.
Yeah. Sauce.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, no, no.
Do you know that? Wicked. I'm ready for bed.
Right. Oh, God damn it. Let's get moving on. Okay. So tonight's quiz, get your pens ready. Oh, look, ready for the quiz. Hold on. Where's my quiz? Where's my quiz? Where's the quiz? Where's the quiz music? Where's the quiz music? Oh, here it is. We are
family. Hello, my fellow podcast family. I got all my sisters with me.
Oh, it's good to hear Mark's little voice.
Isn't it? Isn't it? Okay. Question number one.
Is he being for real?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
What was the big pause for?
It was a dramatic effect. I'll cut that out later. Okay, so one person in the chat thought that the top influencer on YouTube would be one of the three people here tonight. It would be either me, it would either be Kim, or it would either be Pete. And your answer now, please?
It'd have to be me.
Pete,
very good. Pete. That's 1 point to Pete. Very, very good. Okay, so what cartoon character does Pete most resemble tonight?
Megamind. That guy, whatever is. Yeah, he's called Megamind.
Megamind.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What color is Pete's hair?
Ginger.
He doesn't have any hair.
Oh, dear. Okay. Kim, 3-0. You normally win all these quizzes.
I know, right?
Okay. Out of all of the people in the chat right now, out of Boomer and Lord, who would you say is the very, very best person on this planet?
Oh, God.
Would it be Boomer or would it be Lord?
This is odd. I ain't really met him. So, I'm going to go for Boomer. He sounds like he's got a big wang.
Thank you very much.
And I declare tonight's winner to be... Once again, Boomer MD in the chat. He has won 2 weeks in a row. He's absolutely fabulous. Lord was very, very close there. He had 0 points. And Boomer had 1 point. And that is absolutely fantastic. I think the audience participation is wonderful. They were in it and they didn't even know. Boomer, Pete will be sending you a yacht invitation to...
A chess game.
Yeah, a chess game. Woo-hoo. Congratulations. Let's move on and let's get down to the news.
Here is the fucking news.
It does get a bit fucking random, doesn't it? Anyway, I'm going to rattle through some of this stuff. I don't want to keep you too long because I know you're well past your bedtime, Pete.
Thanks.
Okay, you're talking about fighting games and you loved your fighting games. Did you ever have a fight stick, Pete?
Yes.
Okay, well, very, very sadly, arcade stick pioneers, two of them, my husband and wife, they passed away in a tragic accidental fire in California over the last week. They are Relinda Lynn Nguyen and her husband, Thio Nguyen. Anyway, they back in the early days of fighting games becoming more and more really, really popular, they invented this MAS, the mass stick. It really was the fight stick way back in sort of 2009 and those early days of this before your Mad Cat stuff that were on. So there was like really professional sticks that they made. They invented them. All of those fancy ones that, you know, Mad Cats and Razor and all those guys that came out in the, you know, in the beginning of the 90s and early 2000s, they had sort of made it and all those people jumped on and they made very, very little out of it. But they were kind of responsible for making those Street Fighter games as big as they were and made them like a really professional thing to have one of these sticks. A lot of the guys came out that were top guys, professional out there, came out and said, wow, if it wasn't for these guys, they wouldn't have been as big into this as they were. Anyway, it's just a wee small thing. I'm so sorry to hear that. They look like nice people. There's a GoFundMe page or something set up by their kids because they're trying to raise some money to make sure that they can afford to pay for the funeral.
I was shocked at that.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Isn't it? Anyway, if you go to Kotaku and you'll see it there, and this is from our kids. Like pioneers die in tragic accident. So sorry to hear that. That's sad. More sad, Amazon cancels the Lord of the Rings MMO that they were working on. I don't know if you're, some people are Lord of the Rings fans. They've cancelled the in-development Lord of the Rings MMO. It was first announced in 2019. And the MMO was being developed by Amazon and China company, Leiyu Technologies Holdings Limited. And that was purchased by Tencent in December of 2020. And they're saying that it kind of, they're disappointed. They couldn't agree terms. And I don't think they got on really well with these developers. And they've kind of shut it down. What they're saying here as well is, like, the hits keep on coming for Amazon Game Studios. Multiple reports have detailed internal struggles at the company's gaming arm. Its team-based shooter Crucible, which was released in May 2020, went back into a closed beta again in June. And it was cancelled again in October of last year. And there was another MMO, New World, has been delayed three times, now set to come out in August. In March, Amazon announced that its studio led by ex-Rainbow Six Siege developers, a seeming sign that Amazon intends to keep shooting for the game development stars, despite the amount of evidence that this might be a bad idea. So they just don't seem to be able to get it together whatsoever. If you do like The Ring, the one, you know, that the Ring, if you do like a bit of The Ring, there is a Lord of the Rings game to look forward to today, Dalek Entertainment's Lord of the Rings Gollum, and it's due for a 2022 release. So if you need to get your ring filled, just hold on to 2022 and Gollum will be just will fill that hole for you. I like this because it says 007. IO Interactive opens a third studio working on a third game alongside Hitman and 007. So it's a Danish developer, IO Interactive. They're opening a third studio in Barcelona, in Spain, to work along with Barcelona. I know nothing about the heart. Dragonfly? What? See? Copenhagen. Anyway, all three of the IO Interactive studios are treated as elite studios and will each make a significant impact on ongoing development and publishing efforts across all projects. So they're all winners. You're all winners. All have a medal. Yous are all have a gold medal each. Yous are all fantastic. I love yous all. Anyway, these projects include ongoing development of the company's flagship Hitman and Her. No, that's from the 80s, and that was what you watched at 1 o'clock in the morning when you came in drunk in the UK, Hitman and Her. Yes, so they're working on their company's flagship Hitman franchise. Do you not remember the Hitman and Her, Pete?
No.
Some of our listeners will remember the Hitman and Her.
They are 20 years older than me, probably.
It was, Pete Waterman from Stock, Aitken and Waterman, the man that was famous for all of the Kylie Minogue hits and all of those 80s hits that we know
he
so much.
He was creepy as shit, he was. He was weird, man.
And Michaela Strachan. And
I know that name.
So how it worked was when you came in at like 1 in the morning or whatever, because that's when the discotheque finished. You know, and we arrived home at the discotheque. Most of them only fucking started at that time now. When you came home, you switched the telly on, and Pete Waterman and Michaela Strachan, she was the beauty against the beast, they were in a different nightclub somewhere throughout the UK.
All right, okay.
And that's where the live broadcast came from, a nightclub somewhere in the UK. Anyway, you danced along until 3 in the morning and then fell asleep with your hand and you're sick with part of your kebab in the other hand. That was it. The Hitman and Her, it was called. Anyway, I digress somehow or another. They're also working on a mysterious 007 project, which has been described as a James Bond origin story. That gets me. Nice. I want that.
Yeah.
And the other IP remains unannounced. So that's exciting. All three studios have extremely talented developers. One of them can juggle. And they're passionate and driven towards making an impact in our industry. So that's what the heads of them are saying. So I can't wait to hear more from IO about their mysterious stuff, their Hitman stuff, which is quality, and 007, yes. I missed the part of 007. I really did. I had an audition and I just didn't show up. So if I had showed up, you know what would have happened? I wouldn't be here right now.
I know, right? It's like, Daniel Craig might be, though, and
with big head and her. So, sorry.
That was Robin's head.
Okay, quickie here. F1 2021 launches on the 16th of July with an EA Sports style story mode. Oh my God, no. Do you know the way they've done FIFA with the story of the young guy and stuff like that there?
Yep.
Yeah, well, they're doing this.
Really likes.
Yeah, they're doing this with Formula One now, and it's called Breaking Point, and you're going to have this story running along with the F1 season, and I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. In fact, they've a trailer out for it, and it features a character called Devin Butler, who's a rival character from F1 2019, who the players of this game despise. Good start, Codemasters. You don't need to do this. The people that play this game don't do this for this story. We play it for the cars and the realistic tracks and the realistic sounds. We don't want some tacky, tacked-on thing. Please don't do it, Codemasters. But you as well.
I suppose they've got to try new stuff, though, haven't they?
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be boring otherwise.
I'm being too hard on them, I suppose.
I've never even played one anyway. I don't think I've played a FIFA. Fucking shit.
You know, I was speaking to the guy the other day. And funny, it was the guy that was at that meeting with me and he was saying they're mad into MLB. Mm-hmm. Really, really, you know, this is from Ireland, you know, and really into MLB. And the packs, the card packs. His son is 8 or 10 years old and they're really in and he doesn't like to buy the card packs. So they either earn the XP. It's called something different and but that's all they play. They play that. They bat every year and maybe the odd bit of FIFA. He plays a bit of Call of Duty. That's it. And so many people are like that. It's either FIFA, you know, Madden, MLB, you know, a couple of those things every year and they never dabble with anything else.
I bet that's all they watch on the TV as well. They probably never...
Yeah, like Tui. They watch things like Tui and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
I love you. I would just... If I was with you right now, I'd be
Tui. Tui. Yeah. It's Taui.
Yeah.
I would call it Tui, but all right.
Tui. Taui, yeah.
Yeah.
Greg's toe.
It's got the mongoose in it. Yeah.
Hey, you.
Okay, some Sony news for Sony fans out there. Sony has quietly added HDMI link options to the PS5, but it's kind of broken. Not really having a lot of luck with this PS5 thing. Sony released an update for the PlayStation 5, adding other things like support for external storage of PS5 games. Handful of bonus features, adopt the ability to link to and deactivate HDR, plus a new suite of customizations bundled on the HDMI link. Now, what's this HDMI link is? Now, when you switch on your Xbox, your TV comes on. Yeah, if you have it linked up that way, automatically. That's what that is. So some of these other updates, the quiet stuff that has went wrong, is yes, it does at this moment in time. Maybe it's been changed already. Extra storage for your USB. It's so good. Yeah, couldn't write it. So the update granted the PS5 owners the previously non-existent ability to store PS5 games on an external USB device. Following the update, under your games and apps submenu, you should now have a separate label labeled Move PS5 Games. Transfer those games to an external device. How wonderful! Works exactly how it does in the PS4. Just check off the ones you want to move and click the Move button. The catch is, you can't play those games when they're stored externally.
Jeez.
Okay. Sony, do you know what? Okay, try again. What do I have to do to get that right? You know? Ah, well. Bless their hearts. They're fantastic. There are four letters in their name, and one is an S. One is an O, and one is an N, and one is a Y. Those things are true. It makes a nice logo. It's lovely. And they've built something fabulous in the PS5, eventually. Do we have any new releases, Kim? Or any comment about news and stuff?
We have some new releases, as a matter of fact. So, okay. Your new releases for April 18th and the 24th are MLB The Show 21, which I'm sure there's... You know, there'll be some people looking forward to that one, I'm sure. It's out for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One on the 20th. Okay, this next one is Atelier Mysterious Trilogy Deluxe Pack for the PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC, October. Where the hell did that come from? April 22nd. the next one is Buildings Have Feelings 2. Damn it. For the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 22nd as well. Judgment for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Stadia on the 23rd. Nier Mongoose Replicant, version 1.22474487139. For the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on April 23rd. Actually, there is no Mongoose in that title, so but I'm sure the ones that will play that game know this already. And those are your new releases. I'm going to play the Mongoose one, so there it is.
Mongoose.
Yeah. Seemingly, when you play a Mongoose with lots of your friends, you never know which one of you is the Mongoose. So the one that really is the Mongoose is the really bad one. You have to find out who your Mongoose is. So I think it's really, really cool. Did you not find that? Were there no furry creatures in your playthrough? That's maybe you played the wrong one, Pete. Maybe you played the wrong one. Anyway.
Or maybe he was the furry creature. Oh.
Oh. Goodness me. Yeah, Pete would be easy to spot in the desert. Okay, there is a Minecraft realm. It's up and going. And Pete, tell them all about it. You can go and play Minecraft. And Kim, you tell them all about it. Phil has reenacted. Ooh, oh.
Oh, we've lost one.
She's been goosed.
She's back.
Okay. I'm back. So Kim was a way of getting her notes about Minecraft.
Yes.
Tell us all about the Minecraft realm, which is all up and going again. I haven't been back in. I must go back in and see all the stuff that I built. Have you? Any of you been in it?
No.
No, Minecraft's not my thing. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I know.
Well, there is the UT and VG Hub. Minecraft realm is back up again. I see the VG guys were streaming hours and hours of it.
Yep.
On YouTube, so you can see that there. Okay. Victory achieved. That's our competition. We had winners, and Mr. Killer Cranky. He got his monies. That was all sorted. He's got one money for playing Super Mario Odyssey. What it is, all you have to do is finish games. And when you finish the game with the credits in the background, take a fabulous photograph of yourself and send it off to @OC_podcast on Twitter. Or you can send it by email if you really want to, if you're not on the Twitters. And you can send off that email to podcast@ocpod.com. You can enter it any way you want. You can text it. You can WhatsApp it. Doesn't have to be on Twitter. But as long as it has a little hashtag victory achieved, that's nice. I like that. That's kind of cool. When you give your entry in, it's drawn at random and you can win $20 or 15 quid, like Mr. Killer Cranky did. And here's the winning ticket, which was signed by me and it has been down in my bum. And I'm going to post it to Pete. The people who finished games, Kim finished Old Man's Journey. John Mouse finished Assassin's Creed Rugi, which I've been playing. This is Joystick J. He finished Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. It's so cute. The Joystick J and John Mouse finished Assassin's Creed games together. And Joystick J also finished Deliver Us the Moon, which I want to play sometime. That looks like a fun game to play. Lots of people sort of like that quite a bit. So they're entered into the draw. So you get entered into the draw. And right now we are going to play the sound of Greg looking at himself in the mirror.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Oh, yeah. Just standing in front of there going, yeah, just practicing that. Yeah, he has the wire brush with the water doing his hair. Please send us emails at podcast@ocpod.com. Come on and tweet us @OC_podcast. Facebook us at fb.ocpod.com. And leave us a review. Chat, some feedback. Let us know what you're at. Let us know what you love and don't love. That's it. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Pete, would you like to shout out to anybody?
I'm going to shout out my swimming pool, WV Active, for opening up and giving me the pleasure of being able to swim again. I've not really got anyone to shout out. I find it really hard to do every single week, shouting out people. I've not got that many friends. And I mean, I'm not going to shout you lot out because you keep on, like, you know,
bothering you.
You just, I don't know, you just don't stop, you lot.
Pick on you?
Yeah.
You love it, but.
You fuckers. Anyway, move on. Kim, who are you going to shout out?
Alrighty, I'm going to shout out Lord and Boomer for being in our chat box today. So thanks for dropping by and keeping us entertained in there. And congratulations, Boomer, for winning the quiz.
Apparently. Big Wang.
Kind of just, you know, 3 weeks in a row. Kind of good.
Right. Anyway, I want to shout out Mark and Phil. We're here for you, fellas. You know, I know you're all going through some really rough stuff right now. So, you know, we're here if you need us. And that pretty much goes for, you know, any of y'all out there. So, you know, hang in there. It will get better eventually, you know. Other than that, hopefully everybody else has a good week. And over to Robin.
Yeah, everybody, stay safe out there. To reiterate what was sort of the stuff that was said last week, if you're struggling with stuff, and lots of us are, whether it's financial, mental. You're all mental! No, I don't mean that the slightest.
Well, I knew this already, but all right, thank you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if you're struggling with just feeling down or blue and stuff, you know, and you want to chat, reach out. Don't keep it all in. We're all twits around here. You know, we're all like little at Mon Pete Goose, who's so sad all by himself. he's a mongoose, and you know, everybody's a mongoose because when you're in this group, you're a mongoose, and we're there for you. So be a mongoose, but reach out. Don't be a sad mongoose. Be among us, okay?
Have a mega mind. Be among us.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm being serious. It's important. And do what? See this here? The laughter is a help. It is. So if I can make one person smile through the week, it's wonderful. Again, fostering information at _LoveSharon Foster on Instagram and see my wife naked. No, that's wrong. It's all about kids and fostering stuff like that.
They're going to be in her DMs now, ain't they?
Goodness.
Oh, dear. Robin said.
No, those bits are all fuzzed out now. There's nothing. It's all for kids, so you don't see that stuff. We just edit it out. Phil and Mark, love you guys, and we'll see you soon when yous are ready, okay? And Greg, with his parents, having a great old time. I seen some photographs earlier on, and he looks like smiling and happy. So safe home, safe travels. And everybody, have a safe and wonderful gaming week. Be good to yourselves and good to somebody around you. And do something challenging and something that scares the shit out of you this week. And let us know what you did. We'll talk about it next week. Okay, guys. See yous. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Oh, why are you laughing? Just laughing all the time. What have you done? Oh, dear. A fucking mongoose. He's got a similar hair colour to me.
I love this mongoose guy. I think he's staying with us, man.
I was thinking about getting a green screen right, and I think I'm going to try and like get like a mongoose head and see if I could just put myself into it. Superimpose my features, my eyes and my mouth. See if we can get it talking. Nice. Jesus, I'm so fucking hot. Right, I'm going to stop recording.